A Nightjar's Story by Adeola Sheehy. I am born of two halves, two places on a map joined by the singing of my blood. I travelled years believing that a day would come when I would be forced to choose, that somehow one part could feel more home than the other, one half could come to define all that I am. I see myself in the gaze of others, ideas of identity and belonging written into my skin by strangers, my eyes seeing through their lens when I catch my own reflection, sometimes claimed, other times handed to the other side. The message is clear. You don't belong here. Then I discovered the truth of home, that it is a magic unique to each body, an unshakable essence residing deep within, following us as we fly. When I walk under grey skies and surround myself with paler faces, they see the sun in my skin, the drumbeat of my heart, and that my connection to the earth is a tangible bond. When I walk where the heat kisses my very bones, they see the magic of my Celtic blood, the wildness of island people, and a strength born from the cold seas. The nightjar flies overhead while we walk below, calling to people, singing to us as we try to remember the borders that we draw, this human endeavour of ours, to shape, to define, to name, to control. There are no lines in the air. There is simply space we share. We are each all things, belonging to all places, the black gold and the rich red clay of the earth, the whispered ancestor voices that live in the air that we soar across and fill our lungs with. We are the salty tears and the sweat of hard labour. We are the freedom of people who know in the depths of ourselves that though our connections may at times be invisible, they are unbreakable. The nightjar needs no map to traverse continents, no compass to point itself towards home. And if we close our eyes against vision formed from thought rather than truth, then neither do we.